The Abilene Boys and Girls Club has consolidated for the summer, keeping just one club open. Inside, hundreds of kids are busy playing. Far in a corner, several elderly women sit at a table surrounded by quiet children with their little fingers trained on crochet hooks.
We're doing right now the chain, the slip stitch. Okay, Olivia, tell me what I do here, baby.
So you go in,
okay,
out.
My name is Marian Rivas, and I'm a foster grandparent here, and I'm trying to get these girls to learn a few stitches that I know myself.
Rivas shows them how to hold their hook and make a loop. She's one of a dozen foster grandparents at the club this summer, and she loves the work.
It helps me not to be by myself anymore. I'm around people my age, and young ones, and this is what I like. And it's very good for us. It makes us feel needed, useful.
About a year ago, the Abilene area had around 30 foster grandparents. And today?
We had 92 foster grandparents making a difference with children this year, and we've put in over 72,000 hours.
That's Deborah Young, the volunteer coordinator for the Abilene area's foster grandparent program. She says the program is designed for low-income seniors. It's a way to get them out of the house, whether it's rocking newborn babies or mentoring teenagers at the juvenile detention center. You can find these grandparents in 28 locations in and outside of Abilene.
We pay them a small stipend, and it's a stipend because it's only $2.65 an hour.
It's not considered income, so it's not taxed and doesn't affect Social Security, food stamps, or housing. They also receive mileage or a bus pass. Young's learned a lot about each of her volunteers and knows how hard it is to be struggling financially while dealing with the difficulties of aging.
They tell me that the aches and pains as you get older, you just don't want to get up, but because those kids are counting on you, you get up and you go. And then once you go, you don't want to leave.
Young says the children foster grandparents watch are often from single-parent homes and might not otherwise get that one-on-one attention from an elder. At the Boys and Girls Club, Faye Jones gathers materials for today's craft activity. She's been foster grandparenting for 10 years. During the school year, she works with Head Start 4-year-olds. But here, she gets to teach her favorite hobby.
I love the dream catcher. It's called a family tree. And the kids put on one string for everybody in their family.
She's always looking for new projects, using everything from plastic bottles to old t-shirts.
Well, I do get some ideas from Pinterest. But a lot of them I've just done all my life.
Joan says her life got more difficult when her husband died. The stipend she receives really makes a difference.
I make enough to make my car payment. So it allows me to drive my car and not have to worry about my kids helping pay my bills.
She says the best part of it all is the lifelong friendship she's made. And of course,
getting the hugs.
Deborah Young says most of Abilene's foster grandparents are in their 70s. The oldest is 94, and they come from a wealth of backgrounds.
Also in this group here, two are veterans. Two of them in there have a master's degree.
Young uses that diversity as an asset. She's expanded the program's reach to put grandparents in more roles, helping out at the Children's Art and Literacy Festival or teaching robotics at a STEM camp. She says the program is growing because seniors are learning that they can contribute in their very own unique way, using whatever skill they spent a lifetime perfecting. For KACU, I'm Joy Benalla.